Hare Krishna, everyone. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
We continue in reading, we're discussing the life and activities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So welcome to everyone here present. Thank you for making the effort to come. And those online, thank you for joining us over here. So in the Vaishnava calendar, there are many, many festivals. Who likes festivals? Ribbon. What's the best part? Prasadam, isn't it? Hopefully though. So we all love festivals. Festivals are a very, very important part of our Vaishnava tradition. And during the whole year, so many festivals are there. Prabhupada said every day actually is a festival. Chanting, dancing, feasting, a bit of philosophizing. So very soon we'll be celebrating the appearance of the most merciful Lord in His most kind incarnation, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. So he appeared in West Bengal, in the district of Nadia, in what is known as Mayapur. If you haven't been to Mayapur, put your hands up. You devotees have. So we got a little bit of special nectar. When Lord Chaitanya appeared, he appeared under what tree? Was it a banana tree?
No.
Jackfruit tree?
No.
Apple tree?
No.
And the answer is?
Neem
tree. So I have in this little container some of those neem leaves from Yoga Pit, specially delivered. So who wants some? Who's loyal to get some? So let's hear Gauranga! Class, we're going to distribute some of these leaves. Someone from the ladies section can come and get some, and someone from the men section can come and get this. Pass it around. Try and pass it around, don't hold it on. Take a little bit. If you want to nick a little bit for distribution, you can. Take a little bit. This is special Shakti where Lord Chaitanya appeared. It's a very, very powerful prasad, Mahaprasad to take. Prasad is mercy, so this is mercy incarnate personally. So we're continuing to read the Shishastikam prayers. Prabhuji Godruma gave a very, very nice class yesterday. As they share in showbiz, it's a very, very hard act to follow up. So I will try my best, seeking the blessings of everyone so I can say a few words. Om Jnana Timarandasya Jnanam Jnana Shalakaya Chakshur Nuditam Yena Tasmai Shri Guru Vehi Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishnam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mayam Dadati Swapadam Dikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vinanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pucharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pastachya Vesaratarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrindam. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, we are discussing different kinds of topics. No one left any for me. we're discussing different topics from the first verse of Shikshastikam. So I was given the topic, prime benediction for humanity. Prime benediction for humanity. So we'll be discussing that. I've chosen this particular verse because what is the prime benediction that is given in the Sankirtan movement? What is that prime benediction? David?
Krishna
Prema. And this verse very nicely describes this. It's by Rupa Goswami. So, Namo Mahavadanaya. Namo Mahavadanaya,
Namo Mahavadanaya,
Krishna But most of us, speaking for myself, we're still attached to a niggly little bit of attachments. I was just in India, and sometimes the comforts of India are not always possible there. You want to come back home to your nice comfort in your flat. You can cook whenever you want and do whatever you want. So we all like our little bit of creature comfort. But Krishna is saying you have to give up everything. So are we ready to give up everything? Yes?
Yes.
Well, half-hearted, this some of you are. Are we ready to give up everything?
Yes. Yes.
Well, not to worry, Prabhu. You don't have to give up everything because we have the most merciful incarnation, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. He didn't say abandon everything. He just said add something. That's all you need to do. You don't need to give up your ways. You don't need to give up whatever you're attached to. I know you like your little kind of, you know, Mangalati sweets. I've been keeping an eye on you during Japa period. But as long as it Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And Lord Chaitanya, every single day, he would get up in Navadvip, where he was, and this is what he would do. This is how he would distribute his Krishna Prema. When the eastern horizon became tinged with the redness that heralds the rising of the sun. If you've been to Mayapur, David, did you see the rising of the sun there? you can see it's very, very nice, you know, tinged redness, it arises very nice. Here it's very, very rare to see the sun, but there, even in the winter, the sun comes. And when the rising of the sun, the jewel among the Brahmins, Lord Gaurasunda Hariva immediately awakens. So when the alarm goes off, who immediately awakens? Not us. maybe 5 minutes snooze or something like that. But Lord Chaitanya, without hesitation, immediately awakens. And he takes his associates with him. Who are his associates? The Panchatattva, Advaita Acharya, Gadada Pandit, Shivas. So in this way, he would take all the devotees. He journeyed through the towns and villages of Nadia. And the madangas resounded very nicely. Tatai, tatai. And the jajas, I believe that's carters, they played in time. Not an easy feat. And Lord Gaurasundara's golden form slightly trembling in ecstatic love of Godhead. His footbells jingled. And Lord Chaitanya called out to the townsfolk, you spend your nights uselessly sleeping and your days decorating your bodies. Now just fill your mouths with the holy names Mukunda!
Mukunda!
I'm not feeling it. Mukunda!
Mukunda!
Madhava! When you chant Hare, because he's going to take everything away from you. Yeah? I mean it. He did it to me. Chanting without offense. You have achieved this rare human form of life. So there are 8,400,000 species of life. And this Manusha Janam, we have got after such a long journey in Sansar. And after we got this human form of life, we have to use our intelligence, our buddhi, and find out who am I? What is the purpose in life? Is it to get up, go to work, come home, have a little bit of rest, watch a bit of Netflix? No, there's more to life than this. So Lord Chaitanya is saying you have achieved this very, very rare human form of life. What are you going to do with it? I'm going to quote one singer, Maya, If you have this one opportunity, if you're given this one opportunity, what would you do with it? Would you take it? Would you take it?
Yeah.
Only Srinivas is willing to take it. So this opportunity is given to us. So will we take it? So we should take this opportunity. And then, what is that opportunity? What do you have to do? You don't care for this rare gift. If you do not worship the darling of Mother Yashoda now, then great sorrow awaits you at the time of death. Who likes sorrow? Put your hands up. No one likes sorrow. No one likes misery. We all want to be happy, isn't it? If you like dukkha, then this is the right place for you. If you like sukh, then the way to get sukh is to worship the darling of Mother Yashoda Krishna. This is the way to true happiness. With every rising and the setting of the sun, a day passes and is lost. Why then do you remain idle and not serving the Lord of the heart? So we might not be aware of it, but every time the sun rises, we all like watching the rising of the sun. I would be chanting on top of the roof and you see the beautiful sun rising, and then you see the sun setting in the Ganges, very, very nice. They would do the Ganga Aarti, big kirtan. But every time the sun rises, every time the sun sets, then that is one day we have lost. And Prahlad Maharaj has stated that not all the gold on the planet will bring back any seconds you have lost. So the time that we have, this human duration of life, is very, very, very limited. When we look at time, we might think of the past, and we see how quickly time has gone. It goes so fast. I remember Gaudrama Prabhu and myself, when we first met, we were only 14, 15, 16 years old. And now we're all Buddhas. Needing a Zimmer frame, needing a knee replacement. Time has gone. Where has all those years gone? So it seems like far up. Too quickly the time has just gone through our fingers. Then when we look into the future, then we think, oh, it's a long, long away. Yes, maybe for you, Chaitanya, you're at the beginning. How old are you?
20,
young devotee, blossoming in Krishna consciousness, long life ahead of us. But some of us now, the winds of time is coming closer and closer. So the future for some of us is not that far away. And then when you are the present, it seems like time is going on forever and ever and ever. And that especially happens when the flight is delayed. Isn't it? Our flight got delayed on the way here. And I saw this one person going up and down, and literally you could see him burning the floor with just being impatient. So when the present, we're going through time and we're bored and we're just waiting for something, it seems like it's forever. When class is going on, it seems like it's going on forever. When is it going to hit that 8:30 mark? Isn't it? But be very, very careful. Time goes faster than you think. You should understand this one essential fact. Life is temporary. Life is temporary. Sometimes, what's that thing? We build our homes or castle, and you see, who's ever built a sand castle? Anyone built a sand castle on the sand? And it's really, really fun to watch you build this nice castle, and you see the tide coming in. And slowly, slowly, you see the towers collapsing. You see the water, the sea, whatever empire you have built, taken away. Where is the Roman Empire? Where is the Alexandra Empire? Where is the Genghis Khan Empire? Where is the British Empire? Where is Jai Krishna's empire going to be? Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. So, everything is very, very temporary. Filled with various kinds of miseries. So we know this life is filled with so many miseries. Some people are an illusion to think they're happy, but ignorance is bliss. When Indra was stuck in the body of the pig, he thought he was in heaven, he thought he was in bliss, there with his little piglets, enjoying some nice grub over there. But Brahma had to come and forcibly take him there. So we are covered by ignorance and we think that is happiness. So that is not real happiness. Therefore, carefully take shelter of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Remain always engaged in His service as your eternal occupation, desiring to bless all the living entities. This sweet name of Krishna has descended to this material universe and shines like the sun in the sky of the heart. So we can see the sun is the most powerful planet out there. When the sun comes out, even before the sun appears, before it's on the horizon, we can see there is light. Isn't it? That's the power of the sun. And when the sun comes, everyone is happy. Everyone is cheerful. So that is that sun of the holy name. So our heart is filled with so much darkness from years and years of conditioned life, of trying to enjoy. And Lord Chaitanya has brought this sun of the holy name. Sometimes when you're sharing a room with someone and you're sleeping and then someone turns the light, we don't want that light to be turned on. We don't want that sun. We want to be a vampire. And we want to just sleep in our coffin. For we should get out of this mode and be willing to be awoken. What's that saying? It's very, very hard to wake up someone who's pretending to sleep, isn't it? So we're all pretending to sleep in the lap of Maya. So it's very, very hard for us to be woken up. And this holy name has come to waken us up, destroying that darkness of ignorance which is there, layer after layer after layer. And then when you take to this holy name, you drink the nectar of the holy name of Krishna and thus satisfy the soul of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. When you are in Parikram, when you go out all day in India, the sun is beating on you. The sun in this country is a little bit pleasant, but when you are in India, it's very, very harsh. And then, when that sun is beating on you, what do you want?
Water.
Rasoham sakunteya. I am the taste of the water. So when you drink that water, it satisfies your thirst. Not thumbs up. Not limka limka ishko ishko limka limka. No profit for you. So when you drink those soft drinks, they give you that saccharine, that artificial quench, that thirst doesn't really satisfy you. But that water is what really satisfies you. So this is us in the desert of this material world. We are all drying from from that beating of the material energy, when we are grasping for some water. But what kind of water are we trying to grasp for? Some thumbs up or some limb cup. It won't really satisfy you. But you need to drink the nectar of the holy name. Those other things will not satisfy you. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur has stated, there's nothing except for the holy name within all the 14 worlds. So in the worlds there's so many different varieties of pleasure, of happiness that might be there, seemingly. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur is assuring us that actually it is only this holy name that is worth anything in our life. So this Krishna Prema is given by Lord Chaitanya, and this is such a rare opportunity. Lord Chaitanya comes only once in the day of Brahma. So we think our life is very long, 70 years. Some creature thinks it's having a great life. Its life begins when the sun sets and it ends before the sun rises. And within that few hours, his whole life is gone by. And he thinks, such a long life I had. It's all over in one night. And we have 100 years, not very long. And Brahma, he lives billions and billions and billions of years, which is just but a breath of Mahavishnu. It's so mind-blowing, inconceivable. Just imagine when you breathe in, the whole universe is just completely wrapped up and finished. Of course, in eternity, time just goes on. But Lord Chaitanya has come in this such a rare opportunity, once in the day of Brahma. And this Krishna Prema that is given is very rare. So the prime benediction of humanity, we all want benediction, isn't it? We all want something. If you win the lottery, Chaitanya, will you be happy? Yeah? No. So we all want some kind of benediction. We all want something in life. Come around Christmas time, we're all eager to receive some gifts. So we all want something, some benediction in life. And sometimes we have people trying to achieve these benedictions, to try and get some boons, some vardans. And when they get these benedictions, ultimately it's the cause of their death. Hiranya Kashipu performed such severe austerities, got some benediction, and ultimately that benediction put him in a position that it caused his own death. Ravana the same. Vrikasura got a benediction from Lord Shiva. So there are many benedictions which are there. And many people perform different kinds of benedictions which are available there in the Vedas by performing Kama Kanda, different yajnas. You get different kinds of benediction. If you want good health, then you get a benediction by worshipping Surya Day. If you want a good wife, then you worship Uma Devi. So in this way, different benedictions are there which are available in the Vedas. But these are not the benediction that we want. That's not the benediction that will make us happy. We want the prime benediction. The topmost. We all want the topmost in life. Isn't it sometimes when you go on a plane and then you have to go through the first class cabin, isn't it? And as you go into the first class cabin, you see those guys with the head down and looking the other way. And you also thinking, oh God, I wish I had this first class cabin. your economy all squashed up, you know. And I ordered a special meal and said, oh, sorry, Mr. Patel, you forgot to load it up, you know. And then they give you just some fruit, anything great. I wish I was on a prime seat. So we all want something prime. We want the best of the best, isn't it? And Lord Chaitanya is giving us the best of the best. And then the prime benediction and humanity. Now she should add a little bit of that. So I don't need to tell you, at the moment, humanity is going through so much struggles. There's so much unease at the moment in the world outside. There's so much pain, so much suffering. People are unsure of the way the world is. There's tension between this country, tension between that country. It's all based on this bodily concept of life. So humanity wants some relief. Humanity wants some answers. But they're barking up the wrong alleyway, up the wrong tree. They're trying to find solutions, material solutions, by trying to analyze it through material way. So when a drowning man is drowning, and another drowning person is trying to save them, what are the chances of saving that drowning person? You think there's a good chance of saving that person? Very, very difficult. Not possible. It's someone on the land who can throw you that lifeline, who can throw you a rope, who can throw you that dinghy, that round thing. Otherwise, if you're drowning in the ocean of nescience, and someone else is drowning and saying, I will save you. If they can't swim, then they won't be able to save you. So humanity, it's come at a crossroads at the moment. We had some COVID, we've got some pressure financially, different ways. People try to resolve their kind of miseries by trying to enjoy. But ultimately Krishna says that verse, he has a beginning, he has a middle, and ultimately he has an end. In the material world it seems it's very, very, very sweet, it's very, very nice, but in the end it's a source of frustration. It's a source of misery. This material senses, when we try to enjoy them at the end, they are the source of our miseries. How is that? Well, Mayapur is inundated with so much mercy from Lord Chaitanya, but at the same time Mayapur is inundated with so much nice eating places. You can just spend all your days visiting so many different eating places. And you can see that you can bombard your senses with eating and eating and eating. So at the beginning you eat and eat and eat, and when you overeat, what happens? Oh, I overeat where the rent is. So what was the source of your pleasure is now the source of your misery. You can eat so much ice cream, because you have a ice cream competition, and you eat and you eat and you eat, and you're all delightful at the beginning, you're all joyful at the beginning. Then after that same source of your happiness now is a cause of your misery. So material humanity, the only way to save them is by giving this Krishna consciousness. And Lord Chaitanya has very, very kindly come. So this Krishna prema is so rare that no other incarnation or Krishna himself gives this Krishna prema. There are all different levels of achieving God realizations. Vaikuntha Platinets, Ayodhya, Mathura, Dwarka, all different kinds of places you can associate with the Lord eternally. But Goloka Vrindavan is very, very, very rare. And then we are so fortunate, Bhaktisiddhanta said, there has not been and there will never be such benefactors as Sri Chaitanya and his followers. So many, many other acharyas have come and given us much wonderful knowledge. But Lord Chaitanya and his followers, they have given us the topmost, the highest, which is this Krishna Prema. And there's that verse, Harinam, 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 Eva Kevalam, Kalonaste. So there's no other way. There's no other way. There's no other way except for the holy name, the holy name, the holy name. So no other way can be also be seen as what? Anyone knows? Three other, no other ways. What can it be seen as? Anyone? Sorry to put you on the spot. Huh?
So by karma.
So by karma yoga. So not by karma yoga you can attain certain kind of God spiritual realization through karma yoga. So here it says not by karma yoga you will get. So that's number one. What's the other one?
Jnana.
So Gaudama Prabhu was mentioning that this holy name is the essence of all knowledge. So there are many, many scholars. And then he was mentioning all these different professors. When Prabhupada went to see that professor, he had so much knowledge, but he couldn't understand the basic, you are not the body. So sometimes through jnana, you can't always understand. Just reading and reading and reading. Isn't it, professor, cram it all in, cram it all in, cram it all in. And then when the exam comes, spew it all out. So just by knowledge alone, you cannot come to understand or have that God realization. So not by karma yoga, not by jnana yoga. And what's the third one, ladies? Dhyana yoga, thank you. So many, many yogis, they go, it's explained in the Bhagavad Gita, they meditate, cross their feet, lotus. Anyone can do the lotus? Can you do the lotus? So hard. We see even in, no, Prabhuji's done it. Now try and stay like that for 12 hours. So, jnana yoga is very, very hard. I personally myself find it very, very difficult to stay in one place, fixed, and concentrating, and trying to meditate. So jnana yoga is very, very hard. And Arjuna himself says, this is not possible, it's so hard to perform jnana yoga. So these other processes are very, very difficult. So Lord Chaitanya so kindly has given such a simple process to get this. And there are no hard and fast rules. No one wants to follow rules, no one wants to follow regulations. But Lord Chaitanya has said there's no hard and fast rules. Everyone can take to this. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And then, what is this Krishna Prema? This Krishna Prema is your Bhakti Lata Beach. It's already dormant there in your heart. And Srila Prabhupada explains that when you water this bija with bhakti, then it starts to grow. And how do you water this plant? Does it need water? Does it need fertilizer? Do you need to go to B&Q and get some fertilizer? How do you water this bhakti lata bija, which grows? Any ideas? Sharanam Kirtanam Vishnu. By chanting, by hearing, smaranam, by remembering. We see Draupadi, when she was in a very, very difficult situation, when she was disrobed by Dushasan, on the one hand, she was a fighter, she was born out of fire, a princess, so she was now woke over. So she was trying to fight Dushasan. One hand she was holding the sari, the other hand, Krishna, Krishna. So she was trying to remember, but she was trying to rely on her own strength. She thought that I am a princess, that I can also fight Dushasan. And she was trying to remember Krishna with one hand. But the moment we realize that we cannot do it on our own, we have to give everything to Krishna, then you let go thinking you can do it on your own. The moment you let go and put your hands both up, hey Govinda! Time did Krishna manifest himself as the sari. The moment we think we can still do it on our own, the moment we think we have some attachment, then it's going to be very, very difficult. We have to give everything. So in this way, slowly, slowly, this bhakti lata bija grows and it comes from your heart and it goes. So when you wake up in the morning, don't start looking for it. See if it's coming out of your ear, of your mouth or anything like that. It doesn't come like a gross plant. It's a subtle plant. We used to just seeing things grossly. And that's the only way we perceive things. But this bhakti lata bija, it grows as we nourish through Sharvanam Krita, and then it grows, and then it goes through the material layers of the universe, force, ego, ether, air, and then it goes all the way to Goloka Vrindavan, and as it goes to Goloka Vrindavan, then the fruits appear. And those fruits come at the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. And that fruit is Krishna Prema. And what is Krishna Prema? It's that intense desire to be with Krishna and to serve Him. When Radha and Krishna, after parikya, after separation, then some bog, when they meet together in the dead of the night, then they are in so ecstatic love, they are so happy that both Radha and Krishna are crying. And then these tears, they come together, and that is what forms this Krishna Prema. That love that Radha and Krishna are uniting, that love that Radha and Krishna are meeting. And that is the essence of Krishna Prema. That we want that loyam, that eager. But there's one thing that's going to destroy our Krishna Prema. What do you think that is?
Offense.
Sorry?
Offense.
Excuse me?
Offense.
Offense? Anything Any ideas what could destroy our Krishna Prema? Mad elephant, David? Inattention? You are all right. All these different things do attribute to slowly, like choking our devotional kripa. But what will really destroy is pratishta. What is pratishta? Pride. Wanting to be something or someone. And that is the last snare of material energy that's going to hold you. We all want some selfhood. We all want to be something. We all want to be recognized. But Lord Chaitanya has given how to deal with that. And how do we deal with that, pratishta? Wanting to be someone? How do we deal with that? Let's hear it for Priyojana Haribo! Let's all chant together. Trinada Visu Nijena Tarora Visu Nishnuna Amani Namadena Yudhaniya Sadhari. Lord Chaitanya said we should put this around our neck. And it is only in this mood, this attitude of Trinada P, that we can actually really, really, really get this Krishna Prema. But the point with prestige, it is so subtle you won't even notice it. Once a devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, I am the most fallen. Prabhupada said, you're the most nothing. Because even trying to be the most fallen is a designation. Even trying to be the most fallen is some form of designation. We want to be stripped of everything. Just like Draupadi, they tried to strip her of everything, and ultimately she was left there, a false ego, thought she could save herself. That was stripped away. And when that was stripped away, and then she was there, left just in that humble, embarrassing situation, that's when she surrendered, and that's when she got the mercy. So, in the next few days, we should try and meditate on this wonderful gift that Lord Chaitanya has given, the prime benediction of all humanity. And we are so fortunate. There's literally billions and billions of people out there. They're all going about doing their daily activities. But very, very few people out of those are trying to achieve this Krishna Prema. So consider yourself lucky and give yourself a pat on the back. Go on. Yeah. So should take this opportunity. And even those who come to the Krishna consciousness don't always make it. As they say, there's cannon fodder. When me and Godrima, when we joined, there was abundance of devotees, so many devotees. But now devotees, such a rare opportunity. To find a saffron is so hard. Such a rare opportunity. So even those who do come to Krishna consciousness, they don't always stay. Because someone mentioned inattentiveness. Someone mentioned offenses. Those are the things that's going to strangle our devotional people. So we have to be very, very careful if we are serious to take this Krishna consciousness, then we should guard ourselves. Thank you very much. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki
Jai.
So I went over time a little bit. A little bit of extra Krishna Kathasana going to kill you. Any question, points, comments, or complaints? Yeah? I can take complaints from Godrama, it's more elevated than me.
Complaints could be longer.
Thank you very much. So meditate on Lord Chaitanya, try and beg for his mercy, beg, borrow, steal. Samananda ke Lord Chaitanya's mercy. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai.
Prabhupada ki jai.